Breakout fans, Pebbly Fifth. With our daily dose of Breakout Madness, today I'll be reading the prologue and chapter one of Aaron Hunter's Warriors, the New Prophecy book. It's book one, it's called Midnight. Is everyone sitting comfortably? Good, let's begin with an adventure with every warrior cat's favourite four clans in this whole new series. I can't wait! Prologue. The night lay upon the forest. There was no moon but the stars of Silverpelt shed their frosty glitter over the trees. At the bottom of a rocky hollow, a pool reflected the star sign. The air was heavy with scents of late green leaf. Wind sighed softly through the trees and ruffled the quiet surface of the pool. At the top of the hollow, the front of bracken parted to reveal a cat. Her bluish-grey fur glittered as she stepped delicately from rock to rock down to the water's edge. Sitting on a flat stone that jutted over the pool, she raised her head to look around. As if at a signal, more cats began to appear, slipping into the hollow from every direction. They padded down to sit across to the water as they could, until the lower slopes were filled with blissful shapes dazing down to the pool. The cat who had first appeared raised her paws. A new prophecy has come, she meowed. A doom that will change everything that had been foretold in the stars. On the opposite side of the pool, another cat bowed his tawny bracken-coloured head. I see this too. There will be doubt and a great challenge, he agreed. Darkest water and sky will come together and shake the forest from its roots, the first cat went on. Nothing will be as it is now, nor as it has been before. A great storm is coming, now another voice. The word storm was taken up, repeated, and passed through the circle until it seemed to thunder rumble. So that thunder rumbled through the ranks of watching cats. As the murmur died away, a lean cat with a glossy black pelt spoke from near the water's edge. Could nothing change what was about to happen, nor did the courage and spirit of the greatest warriors? The doom will come, the blue grey sea cat replied. But if the clans meet it like warriors, they may survive, lifting her head. I see that her voluptuous gaze travel a lot around the hollow. You have all seen what must befall, she meowed, and you know what must be done. Four cats must be chosen and told the fate of their clans in their paws. Are you ready to make your choices for all of Star Clan? As he finished speaking, the surface of the pool shivered. Though there was no wind to disturb it, then was still again. The bracken-coloured Tom raised his paws, starlight turning the fur on his poor shoulders to silver. I will begin, he meowed. He glanced sideways to meet the gaze of a light-coloured tabby with a twisted jaw. Crooked Star, do I have your permission to speak for a clan? The tabby bowed his head in agreement. The first cat went on. Then I will invite all to see and approve my choice. He stared down to the water, emotionless as the rocks around him. A pale grey blur appeared on the surface of the pool, and all the cats craned forward to see it more clearly. That one, murmured the blue-grey cat, staring at safe in the water. Are you sure, O cat? The tip of the bracken-coloured Tom's tail flicked up and back and forth. I thought the choice would please you, Blue Star, he meowed, amusement in his tone. Do you think you're not well mentored? This is excellently mentored.